from the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
The University of Alaska Fire Department is one of the few around the country manned by paid student firefighters. The department is manned by students except for the fire chief, who is appointed by the university. A central alarm sounds on campus to inform student firemen of an emergency, while one student firefighter is always on standby at the station to accept calls. The student firefighters live at the fire station and often interrupt their nighttime studies to make emergency runs to aid accident victims or put out fires. With us is Fire Chief Willard C. Whitaker. Chief Whitaker, what is the size of your department and the area you protect?
We're authorized 12 student firefighters in our fire department. At the present time, we have 11. It's rather difficult to give you an area for our protection. The area that we're responsible for, of course, is all of the university property, basically the campus area. We do respond with one engine on a mutual aid basis to assist the city. We have a written mutual aid agreement with the city, with International Airport, with the Lameda College Volunteers, and with Fort Wainwright. By mutual aid agreement, of course, means that a reciprocal agreement. When we go, they also go.
How would you describe the quality of your men as firefighters and students?
I might be a bit biased in response to that question. We think we have a real good fire department. Our rating is high in the area among the volunteer and professional firefighters in the area, and our history is pretty darn good considering that we're a basic volunteer fire department.
What is the biggest fire your department has been called on?
Well, I'm sorry to say, probably, although our runs on campus are few compared to the runs that we make off campus, our biggest fire is without a doubt the Commons fire. The most disastrous fire that we've had to fight was the Commons fire here, right here on the campus.
Well, what was the damage of that fire, the estimate?
About $600,000, although the building was rated in several million dollars, and we felt proud that we saved the building structurally. It was totally demolished on the inside and had to be completely refinished and resupplied by equipment on the inside.
Why would a student want to become involved in firefighting?
Well, in our application, our student application, is we request three reasons. Probably the basic reason and one that we pay particular attention to is financial reasons. Being a student firefighter does have its advantages in that they are allowed to live in the fire station. They're allowed to cook their own meals, thus save the price of a meal ticket. And our firefighters get $60 a month. Our two captains each get $70 a month. Of course, it's enough to pay for their meals, and it's a great assistance in the completion of their studies at the university. That's one of the basic reasons, is financial. Surprisingly, how often one of the reasons, probably on most of the reports, is they want to do some good. They think that being a firefighter, rolling out in the middle of the night and the pleasure of seeing a person be able to move back in his house, or maybe just for a few dollars spent can move back in his place, is gratifying, and that is a good reason, and a reason that's often given. And another reason is the basic training of a firefighter is good for a man for the rest of his lifetime. Many of our towns and villages all through the nation, not only in Alaska but in all of the states, are protected by volunteer firemen. And these boys think that they'll be a credit to their community wherever it is for their lifetime if they have the opportunity to be a volunteer fireman anywhere.
Thank you. We've been talking to Chief Willard C. Whitaker, Chief of the University of Alaska Fire Department. This is Dean Werner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.